نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم میرے بھائیو اور بزرگو دوستو یہ دنیا کا جتنا نظام ہے شر کا اور خیر کا یہ امت مسلمہ کے اعمال سے وابستہ ہے
احمد و صلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد my respected brothers حضرت مولانا says that the system of this world whatever is happening whether good or evil is linked directly to the amal and the actions of these of the Muslim ummah.
Hadith paak mein aata hai amalukum ummalukum.
It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that amalukum ummalukum that your actions are your leaders.
Jaise duniya mein burai ke asarat padte hain aise hi nek amal ke asarat bhi padte hain.
Just like in this world evil actions have an effect and the effect of it is felt in the same way good also has its effect.
Achhe halat ka aana, bure halat ka aana, barish ka waqt par nahi aana, zalzalon ka aana, sailab ka aana, mehngai ka aana, bimariyon ka aana aur dushman ka musallat hona, ye sari ke sara nizam jo hai اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس امت مسلمہ کے اعمال سے وابستہ کر رکھا ہے.
These cars are blocking. Request is made that we should remove these cars. DPD218N, ND393534, BSV252MP. These brothers are requested to please remove their cars. As the Maulana says that we find in this world the various conditions that are coming upon us. Whether good or bad conditions, evil conditions, for example, floods taking place, rain not coming on its time, too much of rain coming, earthquakes taking place, all these various calamities that have to befall the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a link between this and our actions. And according to our actions, these are the type of decisions that come down.
Jaise hadith mein aata hai, جب دنیا میں ملاوٹ کا مال بکے گا لوگ ملاوٹ کے مال کو استعمال کریں گے تو اللہ دلوں کی بیماریوں کے دروازے کھولے گا.
As it is the mafhum of the hadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if ملاوٹ کے مال
ملی ہوئی
mixed adulterated wealth, in other words where the haram and halal is mixed together, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors if these type of goods are being sold. In other words, stolen goods or haram goods mixed up with halal goods, if these type of goods are sold, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the doors of the sicknesses of the heart.
Aur hadith paak mein aata hai, hadith qudsi hai, isse sari baatein samajh mein aati hain. Agar hame duniya ko theek karna hai to pehle apne ko theek karna padega. اور ہم اپنے آپ کو ٹھیک نہیں کریں گے اللہ دنیا کا نظام اچھا نہیں بنائے گا.
We find that it is the crux of the hadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith qudsi. In other words, that hadith wherein directly the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are narrated, that if we want to correct and make good our conditions in this world, then until we do not correct our amal and we do not correct ourselves, then it is impossible for us to correct the conditions around us.
ہم مسلمان جو ہیں آج کے دور میں دنیا کے حالات کو اچھا بنانا چاہتے ہیں لیکن اپنے آپ کو اچھا بنانا نہیں چاہتے. ہم دنیا میں خیر چاہتے ہیں, اسلام نہیں چاہتے.
We find that in this day and age our general attitude is this, that we want to make good our conditions in this world but we don't want to make good ourselves. We don't want to bring proper Islam into our lives. We want good conditions around us but Islam we don't want it to come.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. اس آیت کی تفسیر میں مفسرین نے لکھا ہے جب تک تم اپنے آپ کو نہیں بدلو گے اللہ اپنا نظام نہیں بدلے گا.
آیت حضرت مولانا recited ان اللہ لا یغیر ما بقوم حتى یغیر ما بانفسهم, that in the tafsir and the commentary of this ayat the mufassirin have written that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make good the conditions prevalent in this world until the Muslims themselves do not correct their amal.
حدیث قدسی ہے حضرت ابو درداء رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ جس کے راوی ہیں, وعن ابی درداء رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ان اللہ تعالیٰ یقول انا اللہ لا الہ الا انا مالک الملک و ملک الملک قلوب الملوک بیدی ان العباد اذا اطاعونی حولت قلوب ملوک بالرعفة والرحمة ان العباد اذا عصونی حولت قلوب ملوک بالسخط والنقمة فسامهم سوء العذاب فلا تشغلوا انفسكم بالدعاء على الملوك ولكن اشغلوا انفسكم بالذكر والتضرع كي افيكم ملوككم او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام.
We find that is the hadith al-Qudsi narrated by Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates the Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says that I am Allah, there is no other deity, there is no other god, there is no partner with me. I am the king. I am the owner of every kingdom. I am the controller of the hearts of everyone. And I am the controller of the rulers of my slaves. If my slaves are obedient to me, if my slaves bring deen in their lives and are obedient to me, then Allah Ta'ala says that I will fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness and softness towards them. And if my slaves are disobedient towards me and they flagrantly violate my commands and turn their backs on my deen, then Allah Ta'ala says that I will fill the hearts of their rulers with hatred and with enmity and with anger against them, and I will set their rulers upon them. So Allah Ta'ala says that when these conditions come upon you and the rulers and the tyrannical rulers have overcome you, conditions have turned against you, do not waste your time. Do not waste your time by making baddua and cursing your rulers, but engage yourself in my remembrance. Engage yourself in humbling yourself in front of me. Engage yourselves in returning upon my deen. Then I will turn the hearts of your rulers with kindness towards you.
Sari kainat ka akela Allah malik hai. Allah ke maamlaat mein kisi ko dakhal nahi hai. Wo apni marzi ka malik hai.
The owner of this entire world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every condition belongs to Him. No one has absolutely any say at all in the running of affairs. Allah is alone the ruler.
اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں انا اللہ لا الہ الا انا, تمام زمین آسمان میں میں ہی تو ہوں, میرے علاوہ دوسرا کون خالق اور مالک ہے.
اللہ is saying I am Allah, there is no other deity besides me, in the running of this whole world there is only me, there is no one else besides me.
اور مالک الملک و ملک الملک, میں حکومتوں کا بھی مالک ہوں اور حکومتوں کے چلانے والوں کا بھی میں مالک ہوں.
اللہ تعالیٰ says I am the owner of the kingdoms belong to me and the rulers of those kingdoms also are under my control.
اور آپ نے دیکھا ہوگا ہم اپنے بچپن میں اسکول کے زمانے میں دیکھتے تھے وہ کٹ پتلی کا تماشا کرنے والا, وہ ڈبے میں کٹ پتلی کا تماشا کرتا, بچے دیکھتے اسکول کے, ابھی لوگ جا رہے ہیں, لڑائی جھگڑا شروع ہو گیا اور یہ گر گیا وہ مر گیا, تو بچے تعجب سے دیکھتے ہیں یہ نظام کیسے چل رہا, لیکن بچے یہ نہیں دیکھتے کہ وہ جو مالک ہوتا ہے کھیل تماشا دکھانے والا, وہ سارے کٹ پتلیوں کے تار اس کے ہاتھ میں انگلیوں میں ہوتے ہیں, وہ کبھی کسی کو اٹھاتا ہے, کبھی گراتا ہے, کسی کو چلاتا ہے, سارے کائنات کا نظام اللہ کے قبضے قدرت کے اندر ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ جس کو چاہے گرائے, جس کو چاہے اٹھائے, اور جس کو چاہے عزت دے, جس کو چاہے اللہ ذلیل کرے.
Where the person is playing with the puppets. The little children get fooled. They see one puppet falling, one puppet walking around, one puppet laughing, and all these things happening. And they are wondering to themselves, the thing the puppets are doing. They don't realize that there is someone above the puppets who is controlling all the strings. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of this entire kingdom, of this entire universe. He brings down whom He wants to bring down. He raises whom He wants to raise. He gives poverty to whom He wants to give poverty. He gives wealth to whom He wants to give wealth. We should not be like those children who feel that it is the puppets that are doing, but understand that it is the qudrat and the power of Allah that is behind all that.
کلام پاک کی آیت ہے قل اللہم مالک الملک تؤتی الملک من تشاء وتنزع الملک ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بیدیک الخیر انک علی کل شیء قدیر.
The ayat of the Quran is absolutely clear wherein Allah says, say unto them, I am Allah, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ, the owner of every kingdom. Allah gives kingdom to whom He wants to give it. Allah Ta'ala snatches it away from whom He wants to snatch it. Allah Ta'ala gives respect, dignity and honor to whom He wants. Allah Ta'ala brings down and disgraces whom He wants. In Allah's hand is every good, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has complete power over everything.
بندہ جب اللہ کی مان کر اطاعت کے ساتھ چلتا ہے اللہ دنیا میں اچھے لوگوں کو لاتا ہے.
Few more number plates ND381834 ND525589 ND446786 and ND441694. Whoever these cars belong to, please remove these cars, they are obstructing others. We find that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system that if the slave of Allah ta'ala will do good actions in this world, then accordingly Allah ta'ala will bring good conditions in this world.
جیسے سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کو مسلمانوں کا امیر بنایا, لیکن کیسے تھے؟ انہوں نے اپنا فائدہ نہیں کیا, امت کا فائدہ کیا, اللہ کے مخلوق کا فائدہ کیا, لوگوں کو نفع پہنچایا. دنیا کی چیزوں سے, حکومت سے خود کو نفع نہیں اٹھانے دیا, بلکہ اللہ کے مخلوق کو نفع پہنچاتے رہے.
An example is that of Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. Allah تعالیٰ made him the leader of the Muslims. And look at his leadership, the manner in which he conducted himself. He did not look at his own benefit. He looked at the benefit of his people, that how the makhluk of Allah, how the creation of Allah can prosper, how they can benefit. And when he conducted himself in this way, we find that Allah Ta'ala brought good conditions.
اب دیکھو, ہمارے لیے تو اس زمانے میں تو معمولی چیز ہوگی, لیکن آج ایک نمونہ ہے. سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی بیوی نے کہا, حلوہ کھانے کو طبیعت ہوتی ہے. کہنے لگے, اللہ کی بندی, اپنی اتنی آمدنی نہیں ہے. خاموش ہو گئی. عورت کی عادت ہوتی ہے, تھوڑا پیسہ بچا بچا کر انہوں نے حلوہ تیار کیا. سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے دسترخوان پر وہ کھانا آیا میٹھا. پوچھا, کہاں سے آیا؟ فرمایا کہ ہم نے اپنے گھر میں تیار کیا. کیسے تیار کیا؟ کہا, پیسہ بچا کر کے. کہا, اتنا ہے کہ اور بھی ہے؟ کہا کہ اور بھی ہے, کہ لاؤ سب. اور وہ حلوہ اس کو واپس ڈال دیا اور پورا برتن اٹھا کر وہ بیت المال کے ذمہ دار کے حوالے کیا اور کہا, اس کو بیچ کر بیت المال میں پیسے جمع کر دے اور روزانہ کی تنخواہ میں سے ہمارے اتنے پیسے کم کر لے, اس کے بغیر بھی ہماری گزر ہو سکتی ہے.
We find that one incident by way of example, in those days it was the norm, such incidents. But for us, many years later, these things can serve as an example. That the wife of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion she expressed a wish or a desire to eat or prepare a sweet dish. On this, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that there isn't sufficient funds. I don't have any extra money by which to purchase the goods by which you can make a sweet dish. So it is the habit of women, they don't take no for an answer. So quietly on her own, she started saving from his daily allowance until one day she was able to present a sweet dish in front of him. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seeing this, exclaimed in surprise that how did this come about? So she explained that from every day's allowance, I saved a little till I was able to prepare this. He asked, is this all there is or is there some more? She said, there is a little more. He said, bring all of it. When she brought everything, he put it into a container, took it to the Baytul Mal and told the keeper of the Baytul Mal that take this and sell this now. And whatever you gain by the selling of it, put that into the Baytul Mal. And so much extra, so whatever was used from my daily allowance to prepare this, it means that now I can suffice with that much less. So in future from my allowance, decrease that amount.
اور جب دنیا سے جانے کا وقت آیا, حضرت عائشہ سے فرمایا, بیٹی, میں نے 2 سال میں مدت خلافت ان کی 2 سال رہی, میں نے بیت المال سے وظیفہ لیا ہے. اللہ مجھے یوں نہیں کہے, ابو بکر جو مال لگایا تھا اس کا بدلہ دنیا میں لے لیا, بیٹی میرا مکان, میرے سواری کا جانور بیچ کر کے بیت المال میں جمع کرا دے, اور مجھے ایک پرانے کفن میں دفن کرنا, مجھے نیا کفن نہیں دینا.
At the time of his demise, he called his daughter Hazrat Aisha رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ and told her that during the 2-year period of my khilafat, I utilized the wealth of the people to see to my needs. I don't want it to be said that I usurped the wealth of the people. So my horse and my clothing and my home, whatever my possessions are, I want you to sell it and take all that money and put it into the Baytul Mal in lieu of what I had taken over the 2 year period of my Khilafat. And when you are burying me, then bury me in old cloth. I do not want to be answerable tomorrow in front of Allah.
Har ek aadmi janta hai, Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke duniya se tashreef le jane ke baad, deen ko sambhalne wale, ummat ko sambhalne wale, aur halaat mein har lain ki qurbani dene wale, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہیں.
We find that each one of us knows that after the demise of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, looking after the ummat, seeing to the needs of the ummat, and facing the various conditions and hardships that came upon the ummat, the one who was entrusted with this responsibility and took on this great task was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu farmaya karte the, Allah ki qasam, agar Dijla ke kinare ek bakri ka bachcha bhooka marega, main darta hu is baat se ki qiyamah ke din Allah ta'ala meri pakad karega.
Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that by the qasam of Allah, if on the banks of the river Dajla, which was a great distance away, a little goat has to die out of hunger, then I fear that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question me that why did I not fulfill the rights of that animal.
Khutba de rahe minbar ke upar hai logo, suno mano, ek aadmi khada ho gaya, nahi mante tumhari baat, kyun nahi manoge, kaha Baitul Mal mein sabko chadre mili, kisi ka kurta nahi bana, aapka kurta kaise bana, pata chalta aapne do chadre liye. فرمایا ہاں بات ٹھیک ہے اپنے بیٹے کو کھڑے ہو کر کا بول جواب دے فرمایا میرے باپ کو بھی ایک ہی چادر ملی تھی لیکن میرے باپ کے پاس کرتا نہیں تھا میں نے اپنے چادر اپنے باپ کو دی اور دونوں چادریں مل کر کے میرے باپ کا کرتا بنا حالانکہ یہ بیت یہ امیر المومنین ہے فتوحات کا زمانہ ہے کیسرا کسرا کے خزانے عمر نوڑ کر کے مدینے آ رہے لیکن امیر المومنین کے پاس پہننے کے لیے ڈھنگ کا کرتا بھی نہیں ہے.
And he said, will you people listen to what I have to say? One person stood up and said that we are not prepared to listen to what you have to say. So he asked him that why. He said that from the Baytul Mal, the booty that was given, each one received one cloth, one chadar. And this was not sufficient to make a kurta out of. Yet I can see that you are wearing a kurta out of that same material. This means that you took more than one chadar. You must have taken two pieces of cloth. So to this he said that it is correct what you are saying. And he asked his son, that stand up and explain. So his son explained, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained that I saw my father's condition that he didn't even have one kurta to wear. So the chadar which I received in my share, I gave it to my father and with the two chadars he was able to wear, make a kurta in order for himself to wear. Hazrat Maulana explains that this is the time of victory. This is the time when the Islamic empire was spreading far and wide. Wealth was pouring into Medina Munawwara. Yet at such a juncture, the condition of the leader of the Muslims is such that he doesn't even have one kurta to wear for himself.
Ye wo zamana hai ke duniya aa rahi hai aur Hazrat Umar ke dabdabe ka ye alam hai masirat shahrin. الفاظ ہے روایت کے ایک مہینے کی مسافت سے لوگوں پر حضرت عمر کا روب رہتا تھا دبدبا رہتا تھا ساری دنیا میں ان کی چل رہی تھی لیکن زندگیاں سیدھی سادی تھی وہ اپنے فائدے کو نہیں دیکھتے تھے امت کے فائدے کو دیکھتے تھے.
We find that this is such a time and a period that it is mentioned that the awe and the rulership and the fear of Umar was such upon the people that it would extend to a distance of one month. Such a vast distance was the spread of the Khilafat and the kingdom of the Muslims. Yet, such was the simplicity of the leader, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such simplicity in his life. Why? Because he had in front of him not his own benefit, but the benefit of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ek aadmi aaya, ka mera kaam kar do. Kehne lage, main jab kaam ke liye baithta hoon, jab to aata nahi hai. Ab mere aaram ka waqt aa, chalaya, mera kaam kar do, aur durre se usko mara. وہ جانے لگا فرمایا ادھر لے درہ لے کے میرے کو بھی مار لے. امیر المومنین کیسے ماروں گا, اس کا کام کر دیا. اور اس کے کام کرنے کے بعد مسجد میں بیٹھ کے رونے لگے, عمر تو بہت کمینہ تھا, تو بہت ذلیل تھا, اللہ نے تو اس کو عزت دی اور ایک مسلمان حق مانگنے کے لیے آتا اس کو مارتا ہے, ہشکیاں لے کے رونے لگ گئے.
We find that once a person came to him and said that I have a problem, solve my problem and do my work for me. So he got irritated and he said that the time which was prescribed for that, at that time when I'm sitting and waiting for the people to come with problems, why didn't you come at that time? Why have you chosen such an odd time to come? And in the heat of the moment, he struck that person with his whip. As the person started walking away, realizing what he had done, he called that person back and he gave him the whip in the hand and he said that, beat me back in return in revenge of what I did to you. So this person said that you are the leader of the Muslims. How can I beat you back? And I forgive you. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu thereafter carried out whatever this person's task or problem was. Thereafter he went into solitude in the masjid and he started crying and he addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said that, oh Allah, Umar was downtrodden. Umar was right down in the depths and you raised him and you made him the leader of the Muslims. And now that Umar has become the leader, when the Muslims come to him with a problem, he is not prepared to carry out, to fulfill their problem, and he beats them. What is going to happen to Umar in front of Allah on the day of judgment? And saying this, he wept relentlessly.
راتوں کو چل پھر کے امت کے حال کا معلوم کرنا, ان کی خبرگیری کرنا, یہ حضرت عمر کی عادت تھی.
Going out at night from to the homes of the Muslims and finding out what their condition is, this was the habit of Umar رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ.
اور کہتے تھے, اے اللہ عمر کے نیکی پر کچھ مت دے, میری غلطی پر پکڑ بھی مت کر اور مجھے چھوڑ دے. فرمایا, اگر مجھے خدا ایسا ہی چھوڑ دے میں سستا چھوٹوں گا.
And yet despite exerting himself like this, he would say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the good actions of Umar, he gives him no return, and on his evil actions, he overlooks whatever evils and wrong Umar has done. If this much happens and he gets away without benefiting and without being taken to task, then he says that I have gotten away very cheaply.
اور جب زخمی کیے گئے, شہید کیے گئے, تو زخموں سے پانی بھی نکلتا, رکتا نہیں پیٹ کا پانی, دودھ پلاتے تو وہ بھی نکلتا, دوا پلائے تو وہ بھی نکلتا, بے ہوش ہیں. اور حضرت ان کے لڑکے عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو رحم آیا, باپ کا سر اٹھا کر گود میں رکھا. جب نرم نرم معلوم ہوا, حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے آنکھ کھولی, فرمایا, کون؟ کہا, میں آپ کا بیٹا عبداللہ. کہا, جل پیچھے ہٹ, میرے ساتھ ایسا معاملہ کیوں کیا؟ مجھ کو آندہ زمین پر رکھ دے, اللہ کو عمر کی بے بسی پر رحم آ جائے.
Find that when he was attacked and he was on his deathbed, the wounds had proved were going to prove fatal. His stomach had been stabbed and cut open, and whatever food used to go in, whatever milk he used to drink, whatever was water in the stomach, this used to continually pour out of the stomach. This was his condition, and he was in a state of semi-consciousness. We find that his son Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, seeing his father in this condition, felt pity for him, and he raised the head of his father and placed it in his lap. Umar sensed the softness and he opened his eyes and he realized what had happened, and he rebuked his son. He said, get away from me, put my cheeks on the ground. Allah Ta'ala, seeing the humility of Umar and seeing Umar in this condition, I hope that Allah's mercy will be directed upon me.
Abdullah ibn Masood رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں, میں نے حضرت عمر کی شہادت کے 4 سال کے بعد دیکھا خواب میں, حضرت عمر پیشانی کا پسینہ صاف کر رہے ہیں. امیر المومنین کیا حال ہے؟ فرمایا, خدا کے دربار سے ابھی حساب سے فارغ ہوا ہوں, اور خدا رحم نہیں کرتا, عمر کا چھٹکارا بہت مشکل تھا.
حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما says that after 4 years after the demise of عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he saw him in a dream and he saw that عمر was wiping the perspiration from his forehead, and he asked عمر that what is your condition. عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ told him that Allah Ta'ala has just finished with my reckoning. Allah has just finished with my reckoning. And if it were not that Allah Ta'ala had had mercy upon me, then Umar would definitely have been taken to task.
Ye zindagiyan hain jo logon ko nafa pahunchane ke liye thi. Ab khairun nas man yanfa'un nas, behtareen insaan wo hai jo logon ko nafa pahunchaye. Mere buzurgo, pehle usko acha hona bhi to zaruri hai, baad mein nafa pahunchayega.
We find that these are lives. These are examples of people that benefited mankind. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. The best of people is the one who will benefit mankind, who will benefit people. But in order to benefit people, we ourselves have to be good also.
حضرت عمر کے دور خلافت میں گورنر کی شکایت آئی کہ ہم کو گورنر سے شکایت ہے, رعایہ نے شکایت کی.
During the Khilafat of Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, once some people came to complain of the governor, of that person who had been placed in charge or responsible of them in their particular area.
Aaj koi kar sakta hai governor ki shikayat governor ke paas jaakar?
Today can anyone go to the ruler and complain about a governor?
Hazrat Umar ne kaha, governor ko bhi bulao, riaya ko bhi bulao.
Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that call the governor and call the people that are under him.
Kisi ne kaha, Amirul Momineen, governor ki izzat baki nahi rahegi. Farmaya, hum jhoote izzat ke qail nahi hain.
People said that if you bring the subjects with the governor, then his respect and his dignity will not remain. Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that it is, I am not in favor of false respect.
अब सामने लाया गया रियाया को गवर्नर को और रियाया को कहा गया शिकायत करो क्या शिकायत है गवर्नर से.
So he brought the subjects and the governor in front of him and he told the subjects now that what complaints do you have about your governor?
कहा पहले घर से देर से निकलते हैं.
He said the first thing is that he comes out very late from his home.
वह क्यों निकलते हो घर से देर से?
Why does he come out late?
कामिरुल मोमिनीन मुझे बैतुल माल से खादिम लेने का हक है. मैं मुसलमानों की जरूरतों को सामने रखकर खादिम नहीं लेता. मेरी बीवी बीमार है. मैं घर में खाना बनाता हूँ, दवा तैयार करता हूँ और उसे पिलाकर खिलाकर निकलता हूँ. इससे जरा देर हो जाती है.
When asked that why does he come out late, he explained that, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, I have a right to request for a servant from the Baitul Mal, but keeping the benefit of the masses in front, I did not exercise this right and my wife is not well. It is necessary for me to prepare food for her, to feed her, to see to the needs and necessities, my domestic needs. Because of this, I get slightly delayed. This is why I come out late.
Juma ke din aadha din chutti karte hain. Kyun karte ho? Ka ek hi joda hai. Dhota hoon, sukata hoon, ghusl karta hoon, ghar ka kaam kaaj karta hoon. Mujhe aadha din lag jata hai.
The second complaint was that for half the day of Juma, he is absent. Why is this the case? When he was asked, he said, I only have one set of clothing and it becomes necessary for me on the day of Jummah to wash that, let it dry, see to the little needs and necessities of my home. In this, half the day goes away.
Phir raat ko milte nahi kisi se. Kyun nahi milte? Kamirul Mumineen, koi aur puchta to main jawab nahi deta. Lekin aap ameer hain, kehna padta hai. Maine din raat taqseem kar rakhe. Din maine makhlooq ke liye aur raat mera aur Allah ke darmiyan ka mamla hai.
The third complaint was that he is not prepared to meet anyone at night. So when asked about this, he told Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, if anyone else had asked, I would not have given an answer. But because you are the Amir, it is your right, I have to give an answer. He said that I have divided my time. The day is for the creation of Allah and the night is for my creator, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I spend my nights in communion with Allah. This is why I am not prepared to meet anyone else.
अच्छा इनको मिर्गी के दौरे पड़ते हैं. हमने कहा तुम बैतुल माल से पैसे लो या हम खर्च करते हैं या तुम इलाज कराओ. तुम कराते क्यों नहीं इलाज हालांकि तुमको मिर्गी के दौरे पड़ते हैं.
यू नाउ एंड देन ही गेट्स एपिलेप्टिक फिट्स. सो दे सेड व्हाई डोंट यू ट्राई एंड क्योर योर प्रॉब्लम आइदर मिर्गी व्हाट मींस लाइक शिवर्स एपिलेप्टिक शिवर्स. सो व्हाई डोंट यू क्योर दिस. टेक सम मनी फ्रॉम द बैतुल माल और वी विल पे फॉर योर क्योर. व्हाई डोंट यू सी टू योरसेल्फ.
फरमाया कि अमीरुल मोमिनीन बीमारी नहीं है. मैं मुसलमान नहीं हुआ था. मैंने हजरत खुबैब रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु की शहादत अपने आंखों से देखी कि दुश्मन उनको नेजों से छेद रहे थे. उसका तसव्वुर आकर मुझे कपकपी आ जाती है.
He replied and explained to Umar رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ that this is not a sickness. In essence, when I was a youngster, before I had accepted Islam, I witnessed the shahadat of Hazrat Khubayb رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ where the spears at one time were slashed into his body. His body was cut into little pieces in front of my eyes. Whenever that dreadful scene comes to my heart and comes in front of my eyes and I remember it, then my whole body begins to tremor and shiver.
فرمایا جاؤ عزت کر لو ایک وقت آئے گا حاکم جان مال عزت آبرو سب لیں گے تمہاری.
Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ told the subjects that go and respect your leader. A time will come when such rulers will come over you that your wealth, your life, everything of yours they will usurp and you will have no say in it.
Achhon par buron ko nahi lata aur buron par khuda achhon ko nahi lata.
Over good people Allah Ta'ala does not bring an evil ruler and over evil people Allah does not bring a good ruler.
Aur jab bande nafarmani karte hain khullam khulla jaise aaj hamara maashra usme Allah se bagawat koi buri baat nahi. Benamazi hona, हराम कमाई करना, नशा करना, शराब पीना, सिनेमा देखना, औरतों का बेपर्दा होना, जीना का आम होना, अब हमारे माशरे में ये चीजें ऐब नहीं रही.
We find that when the slaves of Allah will openly and flagrantly violate the order of Allah, as is the order of the day amongst us, that to be a person who does not perform namaz, to be a person that drinks liquor, to be a person that involves himself in interest, to be a person that goes to the cinemas, to be a person that does that haram business, this is something that has no longer remained a sin amongst the Muslims. It has become the order of the day amongst us.
Ye to hamara mizaj ban chuka. जैसे पहले आदमी से गलती होती थी लेकिन अपने आयब को छुपाता था, डरता था, लेकिन आज अल्लाह के नाफरमानी पर मुसलमान डरता नहीं है।
This has become part of our nature. There was once a time when a person, if he did some wrong, he would conceal it. He would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today the general condition of the ummah has become such that the fear of Allah has come out and no longer do we consider our wrongs to be wrong.
तक्वे के एक माने मुफस्सिरीन ने ये भी लिखे हैं, अपने आयब को मखलूक से छुपाना, ये भी तक्वा है।
One interpretation of taqwa that the mufassirin have written, that to conceal your faults from other people, this is also a part of taqwa.
और आदमी में अगर शर्म हो, तो गुनाह हो गया, और गुनाह को छुपाए, तो अल्लाह भी उसके आयबों को छुपाता है।
If a person has shame, some shame in him, that I did a wrong and he conceals it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that shame will conceal his fault.
Aur agar uska akele ka guna hai to Allah usko akele ko saza deta hai, lekin jab guna khullam khulla karta hai aur ummat us par nakir nahi karti to Allah puri ummat ko pakadta hai.
We find if a person sins individually himself, then the punishment for that is also on an individual level. But if a person will sin openly and involve others in his sins, and others will not rebuke him and stop him from the wrong that he is doing, then when the pakar and the punishment of Allah comes, it will encompass everyone.
Hadith ke saaf alfaz hain, jab khuda ki nafarmani khullam khulla ki jaye aur us par nakir na ki jaye, koi us par inkar na kare, koi usko naam na rakhe, to farmaya Allah taala ka azab umumi aata hai.
The hadith is very, very clear of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when the disobedience of Allah will take place flagrantly and openly and on a general level, and the people will not object to this, no effort will be made to stop this, then the umumi and the arm azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will encompass everyone.
Aur is ummat ka sabse bada bigad, is ummat ka sabse bada guna, is ummat ki sabse badi galati ye hai, ye Allah ke deen ka kaam nahi karti.
The greatest deviation of this ummah, the greatest wrong, the greatest harm that this ummah has done, that they are not doing the work of the deen of Allah.
Aur agar ye deen ka kaam karegi to Allah taala gandagiyon ko ummat mein se saaf karega.
And if this ummah will do the effort of deen, then the evil and the filth that has become prevalent, Allah Ta'ala will cleanse it and take it out of the ummah.
Hazrat Sheikh ul Hadith sahab rahmatullah alayh ne muqaddamat e hadith mein ek hadith naqal ki hai ki Allah har fard e muslim se qiyamah ke din Islam ke bare mein sawal karega.
Hazrat Sheikh rahmatullah alayh, Sheikh ul Hadith Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, has written in his muqaddamat of hadith that one hadith, the mafhum of this is that concerning the deen of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question every person of this ummah.
और जब खुदा कौमों से बदला लेने पर आता है, कोई रोक नहीं सकता।
When Allah Ta'ala makes the decision of punishing a nation, then no one can withhold that punishment.
जब ये काम छोड़ देती है, तो फिर अल्लाह ताला नेक बंदों की दुआओं को भी कबूल नहीं करता।
When we will leave the effort of deen, then even the duas of the pious will not be accepted.
जालिमों को जुल्म से रोकता भी नहीं।
Those who are oppressors, Allah Ta'ala will not stop them from their oppression.
जैसे हर दौर में आप देखोगे, जब उम्मत में बेदीनी आई है, उम्मत में खुदा से दीन से बेताल्लुकी आई है, तो अल्लाह ताला ने अपने उमूमी अजाब के रास्ते खोले हैं।
As we have seen in the nations of the past, that when openly bedini and going against the deen of Allah Ta'ala became prevalent amongst the people, then Allah Ta'ala destroyed those nations.
अगर हम अल्लाह की नाफरमानी छोड़ दें और अपनी जिंदगी को बनाए, देखो गलती तो होगी, इंसान है, फरिश्ता नहीं है, हाँ, और नबी नहीं है, मासूम नहीं है इंसान, आदमी में कुछ न कुछ गड़बड़ है, लेकिन आदमी के अंदर नदामत हो, डरे, शर्माए और अल्लाह के सामने रोए, तो अल्लाह ताला इज्जतों के रास्ते खोलता है।
We find that if we will make an effort to correct our lives, stop from all the wrong and bring deen in our lives, listen, understand, the wrong has already taken place. We are not angels, we are not anbiya, definitely we are human beings and we are prone to error, we have done wrong, but if you will have regret and sincerely seek the forgiveness of Allah and regret the wrongs that we did, this is something that Allah loves.
Ab dekho, islami mulk hai, yani gair muslim mulk nahi, islami mulk hai, aur musalman auratein julus nikal rahi, ye parda nahi chalega, islam nahi chalega.
We find that it is Islamic country, not an un-Islamic country, an Islamic country, not a country of non-Muslims. And for women to hold gatherings openly where there is bepardegi and women to come openly, then in such a condition, how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to bring shame and deen in such a place?
Islam jaisi ne'mat ki naqadri ko khuda maaf nahi karta.
We find that this ni'mat and this blessing of Islam, if you are not going to appreciate it, then this is such a wrong which Allah will never forgive.
Allah ke Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmate hain, khullam khulla nafarmani karne par Allah zalim ko laakar musallat kar deta hai, uske dil ko sakht kar deta hai, wo tumhe zulm dene ke naye naye andaaz ko sochta hai.
We find that it is the mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when sinning, when guna will take place openly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring an oppressive ruler over you. And not only will He bring an oppressive ruler, He will harden the heart of that ruler and fill the heart of that ruler with hatred and enmity for you. And that ruler will now start planning and thinking of different ways to punish you.
Jaise Changiziyon ne alam Islam ko tabah kiya tha. Changizi qaum.
Just as the Genghis nation spread tyranny amongst the whole Muslim empire.
जैसे हमारे सवारी के सामने बच्चा आ जाए तो हम बच्चे को बजाते हैं, बचा के निकल जाते हैं गाड़ी से, लेकिन उनका कोई घोड़ सवार घोड़े पर जाता और कोई मुसलमान बच्चा घोड़े के सामने आता तो उसको बचाता नहीं, उसके पेट में नेजा डालकर उठा के बाजू फेंक देता.
We find that if a conveyance is to come and there is a child in the way, very quickly we pick up the child and move it out of harm's way. But when Allah Ta'ala set that nation over the Muslims, then they were filled with such hatred that if a Muslim child had to come in front of their horse, they would not move the child out of the way or wait for the child to move out. They would take their spears, poke it into the child, into the stomach of the child, and fling the child to one side.
Aur wo halaku khan ki faujein musalman bachchon ko apne nezon mein dalti thi, ek aur do aur teen, aur unki laashon ko aisa uthate thi.
We find that the soldiers of halaku khan, they were such oppressors that they would take the children of Muslims and add them on their spears, poke one and then a second one and then a third one, and would lift the spear up and show the others.
Hum log Rus ke safar mein gaye to kahan Moscow ka ilaqa, kahan Muslim ilaqa, se pucha itne dur se aake tumhare mulkon pe qabza kyun kiya, kaha hamari aapas ki dushmaniyan aur hamari taayush wali zindagi, hamari bedini ki zindagi par Allah ne itne dur se zalim ko laakar hum par musallat kiya hai.
We find that Hazrat Maulana mentions that when we were traveling in Russia and we saw the condition, we said that these people that have come over you and your country is so far away from each another. How is it that these people came and overtook you and are oppressing you like this? So these people said that we got involved in waste, we got involved in happy living, and we got involved in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought these people from far, far distance away, turned their hearts against us and made them our rulers.
یعنی صدیوں کی محنت ایسے صاف ہو گئی, ہزاروں مسجدیں, ہزاروں مدرسے, ہزاروں خانقائیں ایسی اجڑی ہیں کہ خالی اجڑی نہیں ہیں بلکہ برائیوں کے اڈے بن گئے ہیں.
We find that centuries of Muslim rule, centuries of effort which had established thousands of masjids, thousands of madrasas, thousands of khanqas, such a condition came upon them that not only was all this wiped out and the trace of it removed, but these very places of ibadat became dens of vice and sin.
Fasamum su'al azab, tumhe dardnak azab chakayenge. Islam tum dushmani par aaoge, hum tumhe zalimon ke haathon se dardnak azab chakayenge. Tum Islam dushman ho.
Maulana mentions that hadith which was mentioned earlier, that Allah Ta'ala warns that if you will turn against Islam and you will come onto the disobedience of Allah openly, then Allah Ta'ala says, we will cause you to be caught up, not just in an azab, but in a terrible chastisement, in a terrible punishment.
Hamare masail ka hal party banana nahi, hamare masail ka hal hakimon ki khushamat karna nahi, hamare masail ka hal Allah ki taraf ruju karna.
The solution to our problem is not informing our groups and our parties. The solution of our problem is in not trying to see that our rulers are happy and giving them something. The solution to our problem is once again coming onto the deen of Allah.
Humne duniya mein sab kuch kiya, humne partiyan banayi, humne mulk ke taqseem ke nare lagaye, hamara kaun sa masla hal hua, humko kaun si izzat mili, pareshaniyan badi ghati nahi.
We did everything in this world. We made our groups, we called for the splitting up, is referring to India, Pakistan, into Indo-Pak subcontinent. former Muslim country, where did this benefit us? This did not benefit us at all. In fact, it brought us more down.
Kufr ghalib aa gaya, Islam maghloob ho gaya.
We find that kufr has become overpowering and has overpowered Islam.
Islam ke naam se karodon ko katwa kar Islam hum mein nahi aaya. Islam ke naam par karodon ko katwaya humne Hindustan Pakistan mein, lekin Islam kahin bhi nahi aaya.
We find in the name of Islam, thousands and thousands were killed, but no Islam came.
Ye Allah ka intiqam hai, aur Allah ke intiqam se musalman ko koi nahi bacha sakta.
This is the punishment of Allah. As Imam is giving the example of what took place in Indo-Pak subcontinent, when the splitting took place and those ravages and wars took place, we find that this is Allah Ta'ala's punishment and no one can be saved from Allah's punishment.
Abhi ghangame hue kuch saal pehle Hindustan mein pure mulk mein Hazrat ji rahmatullah alayh farmate the, ab musalmanon se Allah ek cheez chahta hai, tumne duniya mein sab kuch kar liya, tumhara koi masla hal nahi hua, farmaya humse mamla theek kar lo, sari duniya ke masail ka hal hamare paas hai.
We find that some time back riots took place and there was problems everywhere. On this, Hazrat ji rahmatullah alayhi said that Allah Ta'ala is giving you the message that in this world you tried everything, you did everything, it did not get you anywhere. Now link yourself with me, come onto my deen, the solution to all your problems is with me.
And Allah Ta'ala farmane, dekho, duniya ko bura bula mat kaho, wo zalim hai, wo aisa hai, wo aisa hai, wo bichare kuch bhi nahi, unko istemal karne wala main hu, mujhse maafi maang lo, mujhse aajizi kar lo, mujhe khushamat karke razi kar lo.
Don't blame the conditions, don't blame the world, don't blame your rulers, don't blame the politicians. These, nothing is in their hands. Allah is their controller, Allah is their maker, everything is in Allah's hands. Please your Allah, lower yourself in front of your Allah, turn back to your Allah, Allah will make the conditions good for you.
Fazail-e Ramzan ki aakhri hadith hai, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu jiske raavi hain, us hadith ke aakhri alfaz hain, iska din hota hai na, aur aadmi naha dhokar acche kapde pehenkar khushbu lagakar Eid ki namaz padhne aata hai, raaste mein farishte khade rehte hain jisko insaan aur jinnat ke alawa sari makhlooq dekhti hai. वो आवाज लगाते हैं, चलो अल्लाह की बारगाह में चलो, जो बड़ा जबरदस्त देने वाला है. ये तो फरिश्ते मुखातब होकर बंदों से कहते हैं, लेकिन अल्लाह फरिश्तों से मुखातब होकर कहता है, ये मेरे बंदों ने रोजे रखे, तरावियां पढ़ी, नेक काम किए, क्या मिलना चाहिए? कि अल्लाह पूरा पूरा मिलना चाहिए और मिलने में कमी नहीं होना चाहिए.
We find that it is in the last hadith of Fazail Ramadan, the virtues of Ramadan, there is a hadith which is mentioned. The narrator of the hadith is Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, referring to the day of Eid, that when the masses start going towards the Eidgah, a person at home bathes himself, he puts on itar, puts on new clothes, and now he's proceeding towards the Eidgah. We find that the roads on either side are lined with the angels of Allah, like sentries, which are seen by every other of Allah's creations, besides the insan and besides the jinnat. And these angels call out to the people that are proceeding towards the Eidgah, that proceed to the assembly of Allah, proceed to the place where such a giver is going to shower his blessings upon you and going to shower you with rewards beyond your imagining. On this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses his angels and Allah ta'ala says, look at my slaves. They fasted, they went through hunger, they exerted themselves in my obedience. What should they receive? The angels will reply to Allah ta'ala that, Ya Allah, they should receive great, great rewards.
Allah ta'ala farmate, Achha, ay farishto, tum gawa raho. मैंने ईदगाह में जितने लोग आए हैं नमाज पढ़ के, तरावियां पढ़ के, रोजे रखकर, मैंने इन सब की मगफिरत कर दी.
अल्लाह ताला विल टेल द एंजल्स दैट, ओ माय एंजल्स, यू बी ए विटनेस दैट इन द ईदगाह हूएवर कम्स आफ्टर हैविंग फास्टेड, आफ्टर हैविंग परफॉर्मड तरावी, आफ्टर हैविंग रिसाइटेड द कुरान, आई हैव फॉरगिवन ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ देम.
फिर अल्लाह ताला बंदों से मुखातब होकर कहता है, ऐ मेरे बंदों, मैंने तुमको पैदा किया, मैं तुम्हारा खालिक हूँ, मैं तुम्हारा मालिक हूँ, मेरी इज्जत की कसम और मेरे जलाल की कसम, मेरे उलुवे शान की कसम, मेरा थोड़ा सा ख्याल कर लो, मैं तुम्हें गैरों के सामने जलील नहीं करूंगा.
अल्लाह ताला विल देन एड्रेस द पीपल, अल्लाह विल से, ओ माय स्लेव्स, आई क्रिएटेड यू एंड आई फुलफिल्ड ऑल योर नीड्स, यू आर माय स्लेव्स. By the qasam of my respect, by the qasam of my jalal, by the qasam of my honor, by the qasam of my majesty, if you will make khiyal, if you will keep in front of you my rights and fulfill my orders, then I will never disgrace you in front of mankind.
Allah ko apne bandon se bada lagav hai, bada taluk hai, badi mohabbat hai Allah Ta'ala ko apne bandon se.
Allah Ta'ala has great love, attachment and affection for His slaves.
बंदे को इतना ताल्लुक अल्लाह से नहीं है जितना अल्लाह को ताल्लुक अपने बंदों से.
The slaves of Allah do not have as much attachment with Allah as Allah has for His slaves.
अल्लाह को ताल्लुक नहीं होता तो अभी तक बंदों को खत्म कर दिया होता जमीन से.
If it were not for the attachment and love and affection of Allah for His slaves, then on our wrongs by now, this entire creation would have been destroyed.
बार बार इसको मुतवज्जे करने के लिए काम के मुख्तलिफ शक्लें देता अल्लाह ताला.
In order to bring them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make them once again attentive, Allah ta'ala brings work in different forms.
غفلت کے عالم میں نافرمانی کے عالم میں اور نہ جانے کس کس حالت میں اللہ تعالی ہمارے گھروں کے دروازوں کو کھٹکھٹا کر اپنی بات ہم کے سامنے ہمارے سامنے کہلواتا ہے.
We find that in a moment of being totally inattentive, in a moment of being far away from deen, with no thought of deen, in such condition Allah ta'ala causes the doors of our homes to be knocked and causes people to come into our homes when we are totally inattentive to remind us about Allah and to remind us about deen.
Hadith mein aata hai, Allah ke Rasool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ka irshad hai, ko ek waqt aayega roye zameen ka koi kachcha pakka makan, koi khayma, koi mahal aisa baki nahi rahega jisme Allah taala kalme ke bol ko dakhil na kar de izzat ke sath nahi to zillat ke sath.
We find that it is the mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that a time will come that not a single home on the face of this earth, whether of baked bricks or unbaked bricks, or whether it is a tent, whether it is made out of wool, not a single home on this earth will remain, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of kalima and the words of deen, Allah ta'ala will cause it to permeate and enter into that home. If it is not willingly, if it is not with respect and with dignity, then bringing them down onto disgrace and forcing it upon them, Allah will cause His deen to enter into every home.
فرماتے تھے مولانا یہ سب رحمت اللہ علیہ, ہم امت کے نفع کی بات کہہ رہے ہیں, عزت کی بات کہہ رہے ہیں. اگر امت کی سمجھ میں آ گیا, امت نے کر لیا, اللہ اس کو عزت دے گا. اور اللہ کی بات اس کی سمجھ میں نہیں آئی, خدا اس کو روٹیوں کا محتاج کرے گا.
We find that مولانا الیاس رحمت اللہ علیہ used to say that I am speaking of things which are benefit for this ummat. I am speaking of things which are respect and dignity and honor for this ummat. If this ummat will understand this and if this ummat will implement this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them that respect. Allah will give them that recognition. But if the ummat will not accept these things of benefit which I am telling them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring such conditions upon them that for their very bread they will be in need.
کام کرے گا, دین کی فکر کرے گا. بزرگوں ہو نہیں سکتا یہ اللہ کے دین کی حفاظت کرے اور اس کی جان مال کو خدا برباد کرے.
If he will do the effort of deen and he will serve the deen of Allah, my respected brothers, it is impossible that he is sacrificing to protect the deen of Allah and Allah Ta'ala is going to cause him, his wealth and his position to be harmed. This can't happen.
جب اس کو دین کی پرواہ نہیں ہوگی, اللہ کو اس کی جان مال کی پرواہ نہیں ہوگی.
If he will not care for the deen of Allah, Allah will have no value for his wealth and life.
Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh ka qaul hai, farmate the kisi ne Hazrat ne kaha zameen aasman teer kamaan ban jaye aur chalane wale Allah ho, hifazat ka rasta kya? Farmaya teer kamaan chalane wale ke qadmon ke paas hifazat hai, duniya jahannam ban jaye lekin hifazat ka rasta Allah ke deen se laga rehna, ye rasta hifazat ka.
Someone asked Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh that if this whole world, the earth and the skies have to become an arrow and a quiver and a bow, such terrible conditions, in other words, this is a figurative speech, that it has to turn into a war zone with death in every direction. He says, what is the protection for us at such a time? He said that the one standing with a bow and arrow in his hand, protection is at his feet. Protection is at his feet. No matter if this whole world has to turn on fire and conditions have to be against everyone in this world, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept protection with him. Allah ta'ala has kept protection in his deen, no matter what the condition is.
Kai Quran hadith mein, musalmanon ki aur masjidon ki ibadat ka wada Allah ne nahi kiya hai. Hum ibadat karenge, farmaya Islam ki ibadat karenge, aur jo Islam se chipka hua rahega uski ibadat karenge.
We won't find anywhere in Quran or hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the protection of the masjids and Allah ta'ala has promised the protection of the Muslims. But we will find promise for the protection and the respect and the dignity and the honor of Islam If we will link ourselves to Islam and the effort for Islam, we also will be protected.
ہم لوگ اپنی جان مال لگا کر اللہ کے دین کی سرسبزی اور شادابی میں لگیں, اللہ کے دین کے زندہ کرنے میں لگیں, امت لوٹ کے خدا کے دین کی طرف آئے اس کی فکر میں ہم لگیں, تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس امت کے لیے عزتوں کے فیصلے کرے گا.
If we will use our wealth and our lives with this honor, with this purpose and this motive, that the deen of Allah must be established, the deen of Allah must prosper, the mankind must come onto the deen of Allah. If we will give ourselves for this and sacrifice for this, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish Islam and bring about good conditions in the world.
Allah farmate hain, bande mujh se maamla theek kar le, mujh ko razi kar le, phir dunya ko theek karne ke liye main akela kaafi hoon, tujhe kuch karne ki zarurat nahi.
Allah ta'ala says that, O my slave, correct your relationship with me, please me, then to correct your conditions in this world, I am sufficient for that. I am not in need of anyone.
نمرود جیسے اپنے زمانے کے فرعون کو اللہ نے لنگڑے مچھر کے ذریعے ذلیل کیا, وہ خدا کی قدرت آج بھی موجود ہے.
We find such an oppressive ruler, so strong like Namrud, Allah Ta'ala used a lame mosquito to bring him down. The same Allah and the same Qudrat is present today also.
وہ خدا آج بھی کر سکتا ہے.
Today also Allah can do it.
جو خدا تبدیل ملک کی ہوا چلا سکتا ہے, وہ خدا تبدیل مذہب کی بھی ہوا چلا سکتا ہے.
That Allah who can cause about the changing of the rulers of people and the rulers of nations, in the same way, that same Allah can cause the changing of religions of people also.
وہ بس دیر انسان کی طرف سے, اللہ کی طرف سے کوئی دیر نہیں ہے.
Delay is from human beings. For them to do things takes time. For Allah to do things don't take any time.
ہم نہیں کہتے کاروبار بند کرو, ہم نہیں کہتے بال بچے مت سنبھالو, ہم یہ کہتے ہیں کماتے کماتے مر جانا کون سا دین ہے.
We are not saying that don't do business. We are not saying don't look after your families. What we are saying that to earn and finish yourself in this, is this deen.
اس کی تھوڑی اللہ تعالیٰ نے دنیا میں پیدا کیا تو کاروبار کرتے ہوئے مر جا. ارے بھائی, اپنے محنت مزدوری کے ساتھ اللہ کے دین کی محنت بھی ہونے چاہیے کہ دین میری زندگی میں آئے, دین دنیا کے اندر آئے, میری کمائی کا کچھ حصہ, میرے زندگی کا کچھ حصہ, میرے اوقات کا کچھ حصہ اللہ کے دین کے کام میں بھی لگنا چاہیے.
اللہ تعالیٰ did not send us in this world to earn our livelihood and in that finish ourselves. A little of our earnings, a little of our time, a little of our lives, used also with our earnings and with our responsibilities to sacrifice a little so that deen can come into our lives also and we can be used to establish the deen of Allah on this earth. This is our responsibility.
اب بتاؤ, زندگی میں ایک مرتبہ چار مہینے مانگتے, کتنی زندگی؟ 50 سال, 60 سال, ایک مرتبہ چار مہینے دے. پھر آپ اپنے گھر میں 11.5 مہینے اپنے کمائی کر لے, 1.25 مہینہ نکال لے, 11.5 مہینے اپنا کاروبار دیکھ, 27 دن اپنا کاروبار دیکھ, 3 دن کی جماعت بنا کر دیہاتوں میں جا. کوئی تھوڑی 30 دن مانگ رہے, اس سے 27 دن مانگتے, 3 دن مانگتے ہیں مہینے میں, 3 دن. مسلمان مہینے کے 3 دن نہیں دے سکتا, سال کا چلا نہیں دے سکتا, اور اپنی کمائی کا کچھ حصہ نہیں دے سکتا, پھر یہ عزت کیوں مانگتا اللہ تعالیٰ سے؟
We find that is 4 months so much compared to our lives, 40, 50, 60 years. What fraction of that is 4 months? We are saying once in a life of 50 or 60 years, give 4 months. And in a year of 12 months, 11 3/4 months, engage yourself in your livelihood and take out 1 1/4 months from that. And in a month of 30 days, we are saying take out 3 days. We are not saying take out 27 days. Take out 3 days. 3 days in 1 month. 40 days in a whole year and 4 months in a lifetime. If this much, and from a little of our livelihood to take out a little bit, if this much we can't do for the deen of Allah, to establish Allah's deen on this earth, then on what basis are we asking Allah to give the Muslims respect and honor in this world?
Allah ki ghairat hai, muqaddar ki rozi mile bagair isko maut nahi aayegi.
It is the ghairat and the principle of Allah that until that risk, livelihood, which was ordained for you, until you do not receive it completely, you cannot die.
Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh farmate the ki tum dekho ke zindagiyan uthakar deen ke deendaron ki, deen ke kaam karne walon ki, Allah ne umre bhi lambi di, duniya bhi zyada di, aur bacche bhi zyada diye, biwiyan bhi zyada di, aur jannat bhi Allah Taala inko ala darje ki dega.
Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, open up the books of history, look at the lives and the legacies of those who were on deen and those who devoted themselves to the establishment of the deen of Allah. Allah gave them long lives, Allah gave them wealth also. Allah Ta'ala gave them children also. Allah gave them a great share in this dunya also. And Allah has built great, great jannats for them also.
Abhi hamare kitne bachche? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Bas. 25 wala to koi nahi hoga. 4 biwi wala koi nahi hoga. Ek wo bhi bedin, be namazi. Haan? Biwi ek wo bhi kali kaloti. Jaldi buddhi ho jaye 2-4 bachon ke andar. وہ صحابہ کو اللہ نے بیویاں دی بچے دیے حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ کی پوتری گنواتی تھی دادا یہ پوتروں کی لین یہ پوتریوں کی لین یہ نواسے یہ نواسیاں یہ بیٹے اور یہ بیٹیاں اور حضرت امام حسن امام حسین کسی کو 43 کسی کو 33 اتنے بچے حضرت سب سے زیادہ اولاد اللہ نے حضرت انس بن مالک رضی اللہ عنہ کو دی تھی خود فرماتے ہیں خدا کی قسم میرے ان ہاتھوں نے میرے خود کے 100 بچے دفن کر دیے کتنے نواسے نہیں خود کے بچے کتنے 100 اور الحمدللہ 200 بچے گھر کے اندر زندہ ہیں
we find that how many children do we have someone got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no one got 25 children just a few children and wives also 4 wives no not 4 wives 1 wife and also that one wife just now she's going to get old she also is not on deen just the one wife also and she also is not on deen when such lives Allah Ta'ala gave the sahaba where As Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is counting his grandchildren, that these are from the maternal side, these are from the paternal side, so many grandchildren, 1, 2, 3, someone got 33, someone's got 40. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah ta'ala gave him so many children, that he said, that praise be to Allah, that with my own hands, I buried 100 of my own children, not grandchildren, 100 of my own children, and praise be to Allah, that another 200 living ones are at home. So many children with such responsibilities around them.
Hazrat Maulana Ubaidullah sahab rahmatullah alayh farmate the, dekho tab humne deendari ki barkat se, deen ke kaam ki barkat se 35 haj kiye hain, lekin Hindustan ke 1000 saala daure hukumat mein ek badshah ko bhi haj ki taufeeq Allah ne nahi diya.
Hazrat Maulana Ubaidullah rahmatullah alayh used to say that through the barkat and the blessings of sacrificing for the deen of Allah, Allah enabled me to perform 35 haj. And yet In a 1,000-year dynasty, 1,000-year rulership over India of the Muslims, not one ruler was given tawfiq in 1,000 years to make one hajj.
Allah deen ke kaam par kya kya barkate dega, kya kya nimate dega, koi andaza nahi kar sakta.
On the effort of deen, what barkat, what blessings Allah will shower upon us, we cannot imagine.
Ab dekho Imam Muhammad ibn Umar rahmatullah alayh farmate hain, maine barah-e-raast Allah se baat-cheet ki hai.
Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi said that I spoke directly to Allah.
Wa farmaya bi ayyi shay'in nuqarribuka aapke qareeb hone ka rasta kya? Wa farmaya tilawatil Quran.
He said I asked Allah, that Allah with what means can I gain your closeness? Allah replied with the recitation of my Quran.
Hazrat Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi farmate the mere bare mein mashwara karo main kitne din zinda rahun.
Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to say that make mashwara about myself that how many days should I remain alive?
کہا کہ حضرت یہ کوئی مشورے کی بات ہے فرمایا میرا اللہ سے معاملہ ایسا ہے جو مانگوں گا اللہ میرے کو دے گا
They said, حضرت is this something to make mashwara about? He said, I have such a relationship with Allah that whatever I ask from Allah, Allah will fulfill.
یہ تو ترقی کا راستہ ہے راستہ کھلا ہوا ہے کون جہاں تک جائے اس کی اپنی محنت پر مسئلہ ہے
This is a road of achievement, of gaining great, great heights. The more we will finish ourselves, the more we will give. The road is open to achieve the heights of glory.
اس کے لئے بزرگو اپنی زندگی کی ترتیب بناو ہمارے کو اللہ ہم سے اللہ کو کوئی دشمنی نہیں اور بے ایمانوں سے کوئی دوستی نہیں ہم کسی کام کے لائق بھی تو ہوں
حضرت saying that oh, my friends beloved brothers set your pattern take out some time now
اللہ کو ہم سے کوئی دشمنی نہیں بے ایمان سے کوئی دوستی نہیں
اللہ تعالیٰ does not have any enmity with us And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any friendship with those without iman.
Let
there some qualities come in us. Let us give something of ourselves for the deen of
Allah.
And this effort of da'wat and tabligh is an effort by which we will make our lives and through us the lives of the ummah also will be made.
Is waqt taqaze hain jamaaton ke puri duniya ke andar.
The need right now that is facing us is for jamaats to go through the whole world.
Is waqt duniya mein sabse bada shaitani markaz America hai.
In the world right now, the greatest center for shaitan is America.
Sari duniya mein Islam ki barbadi ki schemes wahin se chalti hain.
The schemes and the plots for the destruction of Islam in the whole world originate from there.
Uske kalbon mein jaakar khuda ka paigham pahunchana hai.
To go to such a place and to convey the message of Allah, to go into the heart of such a place.
Hamare zimmedaron ke safar hain June, July mein.
Our elders will be making journey in that direction during June and July.
Wahan jamaate bana bana kar jana hai, wahan ja kar ke mehnat karna hai, chappe chappe pe, ki Allah ka deen duniya mein sarsabz aur shadab ho.
To go to such a place and make jamaats and go to such a place to every corner and make such an effort and raise such a voice that the deen of Allah must once again rise throughout the world.
Malana Yusuf rahmatullah ne farmate the, tum mehnat karo aur qurbani do, iman ko zinda karo, khuda duniya mein pehle Rus ko todega phir America ko todega.
Hazrat Malana Yusuf rahmatullah used to say that make effort, make sacrifice, strive and make effort for the deen of Allah. Allah Ta'ala first will break Russia and then Allah will break America.
Aur Allah ne toda. रशिया जैसी ताकत को तोड़ा. कुत्ता मरता है तो आवाज निकलता है, लेकिन इतना बड़ा मुल्क टूटा, इनकी आवाज भी नहीं निकली.
And Allah broke Russia. A dog dies, we'll hear some commotion and some noise. Such a great kingdom was destroyed and no sound even came out.
सारी दुनिया के मसाइल के हल करने वाले, दावे करने वाले, आज इनकी औरतें दुनिया में इज्जतें बेचती फिरती हैं.
We find that that nation which made the claim that they are going to solve the problems of the whole world, today their women are parading and selling themselves in the world.
Aise ye bhi daave karte hain duniya ke masail ki hal karne ka, lekin agar ummat deen ki mehnat par, khuda se taluq par aa jaye to Allah Taala isko apni qudrat se tod ke batlayega.
They can make whatever claims they want to make that they are going to solve the problems of the whole world, but if the Muslim ummah will come upon its effort and strive in the path of Allah and make the effort for which Allah has sent them, then even such claims, people who make such claims, Allah will destroy them and bring them down.
Hum zinda rahe, usko tootte hue apne aankhon se hum bhi dekhenge.
If we will remain alive, then their destruction with our own eyes we will see.
Iske liye hum ek to jamaate banane par aaye America ke waaste 4-4 mahine ki, phir jamaate banao atraf ke ilaqon mein kaam karne ki, hamare andar ka daiya ho, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka koi ummati baghair iman ke duniya se na jaye.
Let's make effort, make jamaats for 4-4 months to work in America, and make jamaats for long and short periods to work in the surrounding countries and in our surrounding areas. Have this inner motivation, zeal, enthusiasm, desire that no ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should leave this world without deen.
Iske liye baat pehel karo, kaun Michael Ali himmat karta hai is majme mein?
Who will be the first in this gathering, inshallah, to say 4 months in the path of Allah?
Aur itminaan se dua tak baitho, jo de uska bhala, jo na de uska bhi bhala, uthne wale ka kuch bhi bhala nahi hota.
Humble appeal, request is being made that stay sitting right up till the dua. Those who will make intention, Allah reward them, it is good for them. Those who won't make intention, they are also going to be rewarded for sitting here. The one who is going to get up and go away, he is the one who will be deprived.
Ab pahal karo.
Chalo bhai, bismillah.
Doctor sahab, likhne wala kaun?
Likho one more brother writer.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من قلب لا يخشى وعلم لا ينفع وعمل لا يقبل ونفس لا تشبع اللهم استر عوراتنا وأمن روعاتنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشقاق والنفاق وأعمال من الرياء اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا نعوذ بك أن اختار بنا من تحتنا رزينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم من أراد بالإسلام خيرا وبالمسلمين خيرا فوفقه كل خير اللهم من أراد بالإسلام شرا وبالمسلمين شرا أهلك كما أهلكت عاد وثمود اللهم رد المسلمين إلى الإسلام ردا جميلا اللهم واحد صفوف المسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma hafiz ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma ighfir ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma ansur man nasara deena Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Waj'alna minhum wa antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyi al-'azim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.